I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill, joins me as my colleague and friend to explore the People's Republic of China's very strange decision-making these last years, most especially because they're directly challenging their best customer. That would be the United States of America. How good a customer? Gordon, a very good evening to you. We've been a very good customer of China for some time. At this point, there's no reason to believe we're going to stop our importing from Chinese goods. However, you bring to my attention that most recently the Biden administration might not be aware of all of the imports. And to help us tell this story, we welcome our longtime colleague and friend, our guide to all things having to do with the merchandise and the manufacturing of the United States of America, Alan Tomlinson. He's an independent economic policy analyst. He blogs at Reality Check. Alan, a very good evening to you. There are some ironies in the present Biden administration's plans to rebuild the American infrastructure. Gordon, will you explain those ironies? And when I turn Alan over to you.
Alan, we have a $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan that President Biden announced in Pittsburgh at the end of March. Simple question. Who benefits more from this plan, the United States or China?
Well, hi, John, and hi, Gordon. If the infrastructure plan represented the only important Biden administration policies that were being either conceived of or launched to compete more effectively against China, I'd have to say the answer is pretty clearly China, precisely because the administration's proposals for paying for this plan, which involve considerably higher corporate taxes, along with many of the environmental and climate change-related mandates, are simply going to raise costs for U.S.-based businesses very, very high and therefore make them less competitive vis-a-vis China. At the same time, it's really important to remember that this American Jobs Plan is not the only component of the Biden strategy for competing against China. We've also got the president's decision, for the time being anyway, to maintain every single dollar's worth of the Trump administration's steep and sweeping tariffs on Chinese goods. We've got the administration's desire to increase subsidies for U.S. manufacturers and the U.S. technology sector. That's, of course, a major part of the so-called Biden infrastructure plan. We've also got Treasury Secretary Yellen's proposal unveiled yesterday for a global minimum tax on corporate earnings. That can be a very important piece of this. And so, again, there are many moving parts here, and at the risk of sounding wishy-washy, I think it's too soon to tell exactly how all of them are going to interact.
Gordon, a question for you. Do you see the infrastructure bill following the stimulus bill as in some fashion meant to compete with China or to make China our manufacturer? How do you see it, Gordon?
Well, President Biden, in his remarks in Pittsburgh, as well as the explanatory material that the White House has subsequently issued, make it clear that this is an attempt to compete with China. And there's China focus to this. And we know this because Beijing is reacting to it. They have issued a number of propaganda pieces complaining about how this is directed against them. Now, I think that this is misguided. I agree with Alan. I think this helps China more than the United States. But at least as conceived, John, this is meant to go after the Chinese.
And yet, Alan, the manufacturing base in this country is high-end stuff, especially, let's take one sector, that would be pharma. High-end stuff. We just saved the planet, for heaven's sakes. The Chinese cannot hope to build a manufacturing base of big pharma that competes in the foreseeable future. Certainly in my lifetime, they can't hope to build it. So therefore, and we know that we get many of the fundamentals from India, not from China, for our big pharma. So therefore, I'm not exactly certain how it is that China and the United States are competing. China has low end. We have high end. and the happy ending would be we would meet in the middle. But that's not what you're addressing right now. You believe that China is going after our high end and that the Biden administration is helping them, wittingly helping them. How do you see it, Alan?
I don't think the Biden administration is wittingly helping China at all become more competitive in that high-end pharmaceutical sector. And the main reason is that the president has, A, announced that he's going to work much harder to ensure that supplies of critical healthcare goods, including pharmaceuticals, are made in countries that the United States can supposedly rely on to help out when push comes to shove. And he has also promised to increase the federal government's purchases of U.S.-made goods and services by $600 billion, and that's undoubtedly going to include many pharmaceutical and healthcare-related products. So again, I think it's really early to tell, especially because, as you just noted, the higher taxes on corporations, which will include pharmaceutical companies, will cut exactly the other way.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, you talked about Treasury Secretary Yellen's proposal for a minimum corporate tax around the world. How feasible is that?
It's going to be extremely difficult to enact precisely because so many major economies derive such important competitive advantages from super low tax rates. So the idea that we'll see any progress on this front in the foreseeable future is really pretty fanciful. At the same time, I suspect that before too long that unless the administration and Secretary Yellen are completely speaking out of both sides of their mouths here, which you can't rule out, but if they're not, at some point before too long, that lack of progress is going to become screamingly obvious, and the United States is going to have to act unilaterally on the tax front, which, by the way, sounds pretty Trumpy to me.
Commerce Department. I read that the Commerce Department is to receive in this large amount of money, $50 billion budget to work on supply chains back to the U.S. from abroad. Alan, is that a wise use of the Commerce Department? Because the supply chains will go where they're treated best. They won't go where commerce tells them.
Well, the supply chains will also locate in response to policy measures like tariffs, for example, or more positively, like Buy American provisions, which would, of course, be enforced by tariffs. The big question, though, is how will the Biden administration define trusted suppliers? Everything the president has said along these lines indicate that he's going to try to include many American allies on that list as well. Now, on the one hand, that's understandable. On the other hand, most of these same countries have enacted bans on exports of medical products, including face masks and ventilators, et cetera, when the pandemic was at its worst last spring. So the idea that the United States can count even on close military and political allies when the going gets tough is very much open to debate.
Gordon, a puzzle for you. The semiconductor industry, that's a big competition worldwide. There's reporting recently that China's been throwing money at it to no use whatsoever. In fact, there are a couple of bunko artists who've ripped off the Chinese Communist Party, unless they are the Chinese Communist Party. I can't tell. We can't discount the fact that that China, with its advantages, can mess this up. Can we, Gordon?
China can always mess it up. But there's a lot of things they have not messed up, John. And one of them is, yes, their initial efforts on a semiconductor industry have not really borne fruit. But, you know, this is not the last word, especially with the 14th five-year plan and the Made in China 2025 initiative. I think that this story is yet to go to be determined. So I'm still concerned about China's semiconductor initiatives.
Alan, the last 20 seconds are yours here. The tariffs, do they stay in or do they negotiate away the tariffs? What's your prediction in your crystal ball? 20 seconds.
I think they're going to stay in place, if only because the Biden administration, after the election, of course, recognized explicitly that they provide U.S. negotiators with crucial leverage vis-a-vis China.
Alan Tonelson, he blogs at Reality Check. It's at Alan Tonelson on Twitter. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. I'm John Batchelor.